Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome back to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. We are just a few days away from Christmas. I can almost feel it coming. Can you feel it coming?
Yes.
Yes. And so today I have a special guest with me, and we're going to be talking about how Jesus grew and his growing. But before we get into that topic, I'd like to introduce my guest. What is your first name?
Camila.
And what grade are you in, Camila?
First grade.
And what's your favorite thing about first grade?
Math.
I am constantly amazed at how much all of my students love math. Okay, great. You love math too. And so what do you like to do? You like numbers? You like adding? What are we doing in first grade here?
Subtracting.
Subtraction? Yeah, you like to take away?
Mm-hmm.
And that is so very fun. And so tell me, what do you love most about going to school?
I like when we go for recess and everybody's happy, and when it's inside, they can do like the Chromebooks and Golden Noodle.
Oh, yeah. You probably do a couple Golden Noodles to kind of get some energy out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to have Chromebook time if it's indoor recess.
And then it was really raining hard, so there were games and Golden Noodle and Chromebooks that day.
All of that? Oh, my goodness. Sounds like a fun time. So we're talking about, what is our subject for today?
Growing.
And we're talking about a strong and gracious Savior. But before we get into that, I have some more questions for you. I would love to know, what are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year? It's in a couple days. What are you looking forward to?
Spending time with my family and opening presents.
That's right. Is there any present that you're hoping that you're going to get this year?
Flip phone.
Flip phone. I'm sure your family is so excited hearing about that on December 23rd. Camila is ready for her first flip phone. All right. So with that, let's talk about adventures. We've been doing a lot of adventuring this Christmas, adventuring to Christmas. And so, Camila, what is one of the favorite adventures that you have been on?
When I went to the Bison Nature Center Park with my dad when my mom was on the women's retreat.
So you guys got to go to a special park, the Bison Nature Park, while your mom was on the women's retreat. So tell me, what did you enjoy about that Bison Nature Park?
It was so hot that I took off my shoes and chucks to put my feet in the water. And After that, we got paletas.
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny. If you could see Camila's face right now, she's got bright eyes. And she's like, and that was the best, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's pretty nice when it's so warm in fall and you get to have a fun day like that. Did your dad put his feet in the water?
No. It was too cold.
Oh, it was too cold for him. You were braver than he was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And what do you like most about adventures, just in general? Or what do you like most about adventuring?
That you never really go on them much of the time. Because you have to do work and be with your parents.
So they're special.
Mm-hmm.
Adventures are special because that work, it just gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what do you like least about adventures?
They take too long.
Yeah, you're like the third first grader that said the same thing. Sometimes adventures just are a little too long for the time that we have in our hearts to adventure. That's legit. All right, so let's get into our passage today. Where are we going? What are we talking about today?
Growing.
And so baby Jesus didn't stay a baby, did he?
No,
he did not. Our Savior grew up and he became a man. And so I have a quick question for you. What is your earliest memory?
When I went to preschool when I was 3.
Okay. Do you remember being tiny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is something about being tiny that you remember?
I had tiny feet, tiny hands.
That's true. I've known you since you were born, right? The answer is yes. I have known you since you were born. And I remember your tiny hands, and they've just been cute the whole entire time. And so where are we in the Bible today?
Luke 2.
And so we're going to read that passage in a second. But Luke lets us see little glimpses into Mary and Joseph's home as Jesus grew up in the years after the Christmas story happened. And so we see that baby Jesus grew up, like we all do. And let's see the young person that he became. As I have Miss Camila read this passage, I want our listeners to be on the lookout for what Jesus was like as he got older. All right, go ahead and read our passage.
Joseph and Mary finished doing everything that the law of the Lord commanded. Then they went to Nazareth, their own town in Galilee. The child began to grow up. He became stronger and wiser, and God's blessing were with him. Luke 2:49-40.
All right, I love this passage. And one of the things we see is that Joseph and Mary were trying to just raise their son, Jesus, according to the things of the law of the Lord that would please him. And we see that Jesus, he began to grow up, and he became stronger, and he became wiser, and God's blessings were with him. What do you think it means for God's blessings to be with someone?
That from God or Jesus, though in their heart.
That God and Jesus was in their heart. Yep. That he was able to experience peace. He was able to experience joy. Do you think people looked at Jesus when he was like your age and they knew that he was God?
Yes.
Yeah. Why do you think that?
Because they should believe in the Lord, not worship anything else like God.
Right. That would be terrible. You're right. Do you worship something sometimes besides God? Like your toys, or maybe sometimes you worship getting your own way or wanting to do what you want to do?
No, I only worship the one God, Lord.
I love that. And so I think sometimes we're all tempted to make idols out of things, but I think you're right. We want to have a desire to stop worshiping the things that we're trying to put into our stories and trying to make ourselves feel comfortable. And we want to choose to worship the one true Lord. And so I have a couple more questions for you. Do you think that people worship Jesus as a baby, or do you think that they worship him as a risen Savior?
A risen Savior.
Is that how you kind of imagine him in your mind? Where do you think he is now? Like, where is Jesus now? Is he still a baby laying in a manger, or like, where is he right now?
Heaven.
And where else is he?
In our heart.
That's right. So he is both in heaven and he is in our heart. I super duper love that answer, Camila. And so do you think that Jesus lives inside your heart? How did he get there?
He fought and then he came into our heart with our soul.
He came into our heart with our what?
Soul.
Okay. I love it. And so he lives inside your heart because you have trusted in him. You've believed in him. You've confessed out loud, right? You're like, I want you to be Lord of my life. And you can come. I believe about you that you died and were resurrected. And I believe about that in my heart. She's shaking her head. Yes, ma'am. So as we look at this passage, we see that we have a strong and we have a gracious Savior. We see that he is growing up and that he is becoming a man. And so why is it good news that Jesus grew up too?
Because he had to get stronger and wiser.
That's exactly right. And did we see that this happened? Did he grow up to become a man?
Yes.
How old was he? Do you remember how old he was when he died for our sins?
No.
He was 33. Is that old or young?
Young.
Is that older or younger than your parents, you think?
Younger.
Younger. Were you doing math in your head? I saw it. It was good. You're right. And so it was even younger. And so one of the things I want us to take away from today is that we have a strong and we have a gracious Savior. He grew up. He allowed the Lord to continue to grow him and to become stronger and wiser. We saw that God's blessings were on him. I think that people, as they watched him grow up, they would have seen that there was something very different about him than the way he acted towards his mom, the way he acted towards his dad, the way he went into Sunday school without complaining, and all sorts of different things that he experienced. I think people would have seen this difference in him. Camila, can you close us in prayer?
Dear Lord, I just hope that today is a wonderful day and that your birthday's coming up soon. And I just hope that you'll be with us today. Amen.
Amen. And can you just say goodbye to our listeners by wishing them a Merry Christmas?
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Have a lovely day.